dear mother, for me do not weep. For a mother's kind voice I ever will keep. You have taught me be brave from a boy to a man, and I'm going in defense of your own native.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You're hearing a new track by singer-songwriter Sam Amidon called Bright Sunny South. The song crawls inside the head of a Union soldier heading off to fight in the Civil War, his thoughts wandering to the family he's leaving behind. Now, if Bright Sunny South were the only song that Sam Amidon released this year, that'd be enough for me. But Sam has an entire new album called Bright Sunny South, and he's returned here to the Soundcheck studio to play some songs from it for us on the program today. This one's called I Wish, I Wish. It's Sam Amidon and the band live on Soundcheck.
Sitting on her papa's knee, and me, poor girl, was dead and gone, with the green, green grass growing over my feet. Sitting on her papa's knee, and the poor girl was dead and gone, with the green, green grass growing over my feet. Till the sweet apple grows on a sour apple tree. But still I hope a day will come that you and I shall meet as one.
That's Sam Amidon with a song called I Wish, I Wish. You'll find it on his new album, Bright Sunny South, but that's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Sam singing and playing guitar with Thomas Bartlett at our piano, Shahzad Ismaili playing guitar and bass, and Chris Vadalaro behind our drum kit. Sam, great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having us.
Bright Sunny South is actually a dark and sad record for much of its length. Was that
That's my trick. it's the title of that song, and
right.
It's sort of the same trick in the song title, too. You know, it's Bright Sunny South, but it's something that the narrator of that song has left and isn't probably going to see again.
Mm-hmm. There is, of course, a long, rich vein of these sad old folk songs that you've mined from both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Do you just find yourself drawn to the darker side as opposed to... I mean, there are happy folk songs, Sam.
I guess so, yeah. Although often the ones that are happy, I mean, like You Are My Sunshine, you think it's happy, and then you know, when you're 7 years old, you actually think through the lyrics and you get, you know, there's always something cutting in there. So, I mean, I'm not sure whether it's that I'm drawn to them or whether that's what, you know, people who sing these have often been more drawn to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess by definition, folk songs, you know, they come from the earth. They come from people who are working the earth, who are working hard, and maybe yeah. life is hard.
I mean, I think one element of singing some of the darker ones is that you're singing, in terms of the one, you know, coming from the 19th century or whatever, is that you're getting connected with somebody who really sang eloquently about something really on a daily, you know, death as a really, you know, mm-hmm. very, you know, close activity.
Right.
Or, you know, thing.
Well, and you think, activity. Even if you well, it is, you know.
Yes.
Death can be a very active
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
But even a song like Golden Slippers, you know, oh, them golden slippers. What's that about? It's about being dead, you know, going to heaven. And,
well, that's
you know,
one element of it is often, yeah, they're looking forward to it, I guess.
So the album's called Bright Sunny South, and it brings you and Thomas back together. You guys have been playing together as kids. Yeah, I mean, like literally playing
yes.
out
our
in the backyard.
Our routine was like 20 minutes of basketball and 20 minutes of fiddle tunes and whatever else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, starting at age 7.
So, you know, is that kind of, is it as much about the people that you're working with as the songs that you're picking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not somebody who, you know, thinks of arrangements beforehand or anything. It's entirely bringing, you know, getting together with these guys and seeing what happens.
Yeah. And what happened was not just a collection of old songs, but some unusual choices of covers. There's this Mariah Carey song you do called Shake It Off, and the Tim McGraw song,
My Old Friend.
How did those happen?
Well, I mean, a folk song is anything that sounds ancient and strange and comforting at the same time, and those songs fit the criteria.
Hmm. There are musicologists who would add a few other things that make
well,
a
also,
folk song
we were
a folk
driving
song,
around and we were driving around and listened to those two albums quite a lot. It was years ago when we discovered those records, but mm-hmm. and they were both interior journeys.
Yeah.
Live Like You Were Dying, the Tim McGraw record, and The Emancipation of Mimi by Mariah Carey.
All right. So you see them as a kind of modern extension of that folk tradition.
Yeah,
right?
Whether
obviously
they do or
we
not.
Know who
yeah.
wrote them, so they're not trad's traditional songs.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of trad things on this record. I know at least two Irish songs called As I Roved Out.
Yeah, this one comes from Appalachia, although, you know, songs move back and forth, so...
Right.
Or at least in one direction towards America, and then got changed around once they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, As I Roved Out, the Irish versions tend to be a lot more droopy and slow, and this came from a friend of mine named Bruce Green, who sings it just a cappella, who lives in North Carolina, but you can hear a little of the humor and intensity in there, the way he sings it.
So is this an example of what they call the high lonesome sound, that Appalachian
I guess so,
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. let's hear a little bit of live performance from Sam Amidon and the band. The album's called Bright Sunny South, and the band is playing tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge
right.
here in New York, but playing for us this afternoon. Sam Amidon switching from guitar to banjo for this song called As I Roved Out.
That booze in the month of June, her voice is like sun. Language Metro. Oh, the green, green grass trampled underfoot will rise and bloom again, but love, it is a killing thing. Did you ever feel such pain?
As I Roved Out, Sam Amidon, live on Soundcheck, his arrangement of an Appalachian folk song, probably has Irish roots. Once again, we heard Thomas Bartlett at our piano, Chris Vodolaro playing the drums, Shahzad Ismaili playing the bass, and Sam playing the banjo. And you did something here in the studio, you do it on the record too, sort of like talking back to the instrument in the middle of the song. What's that about?
I actually heard that on a field recording. He kept on saying it. What'd you say, banjo? it's a great question.
It's yeah, and then the banjo.
Valid question.
The banjo always has a comeback too. It's got a little kind of thing.
Something to say.
So these arrangements, do they, you know, once you have, you mentioned before, you don't come in with a full-blown arrangement. It's a process of working with these guys.
Well, I often come in with a pretty set, like, part in terms of what the song has become in my version. Like, in fact, often I write the instrumental part before figuring out what song is going to go on top. But yeah, beyond that, it's a pretty bare skeleton. Mm-hmm. And at that point, a lot they make it all.
So, I mean, you know, lots of interesting touches just in that arrangement. You know, Chris with the hand percussion at the beginning and Thomas reaching in inside and dampening the strings of the piano as he played to make more percussive sounds. How much of that gets worked out in the making of the record?
I think Thomas just did that because he had an acoustic piano here and there was no Nord to, you know, electronics to shred on. Yeah.
Okay.
So that happened right there. That
nice.
Was all you. That was your spirit going for Thomas.
Bright Sunny South is the name of the record, the latest from Sam Amidon. He and the band are playing tomorrow night, Thursday, at Le Poisson Rouge here in Lower Manhattan. Playing for us in the Soundcheck studio today, you want to move on to Short Life?
Sure.
Once again, Sam Amidon, live on Soundcheck.
Short life, a trouble, a few more days of war. A short life, a trouble, a few more days, a few more days. You promised. It's been some time ago. Promised you would marry me standing on the ballroom floor. A short life of trouble. A few more days, a few more. See the train a-comin', comin' by
Sam Amidon's arrangement of the song Short Life. You'll find it on his new album as well, called Bright Sunny South. That live performance, Shahzad Ismaili, Chris Vadalaro, Thomas Bartlett, all helping him out here in the studio. And Sam, when I first heard that song, Short Life, I thought it was kind of a, you know, short life of trouble. You know, trouble just has a short life. Oh. It'll be gone soon and better times.
I never thought about that.
But it's pretty clear that was not the... Yeah. A Short Troubled Life is kind of the story. Where is that song from?
Well, it's a pretty classic bluegrass song, and usually it's like Short Life of Trouble, and it's one of the classic ones that has like a super happy melody, like a short life of trouble, a few more days of woe. I don't know how serious the singer is about that. I think he's like just feeling, you know,
well, like a man of constant sorrow.
Yeah, it's a moment. It's a moment of, right. You know.
I mean, if you were genuinely a man of constant sorrow, you probably wouldn't be able to sing quite as well as, you know, people who...
Yeah, enough to belt it out.
Right. So you're from Vermont, you and Thomas both, right? Originally from Vermont, which there's always been a strong folk music tradition up there, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been stuff going on. There's lots of fiddle music, that sort of New England fiddle style, which combined Celtic and French-Canadian stuff. But, you know, in our case, it was really like that all of our parents and their... You know, in the 70s, they all moved there to make it happen, you know, so it was that kind of folk revival thing. But
so were your parents hippies?
They were sort of hippies. Yeah, they were folkies, more like on the granola NPR side of things.
Okay.
So a bit less on the,
That's how we're distinguishing the folkies from the hippies,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Less the commune, you know, whatever else.
But you've been living in London lately.
Yeah, for about the last 3 years.
And, you know, there's occasional renaissances, you know, since the 60s of folk music in London.
Yeah, it's been interesting
to
be there, because for us growing up, all that kind of English folk thing of like the sort of singing and guitar and the psych stuff, Thomas and I hated that growing up. It was all sort of sissy. Like for us, it was way more like the Irish tunes and the soup, you know, or the scratchy Appalachian, like one way or the other. And so, yeah, since being there that I've learned about like John Martin and, you know, more like Bert Jansch's stuff and a lot of those kind of that whole.
Both of whom are recently deceased.
Yeah. And a lot of that kind of, you know, fantastic stuff that happened over time.
And Jerry
Boys, who engineered the record, you know, who recorded the album, is somebody who was super involved in that stuff, you know, through all that time.
And he recorded your album, Bright Sunny South.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So Sam Amidon, Vermont-born, living in London with your wife, the singer-songwriter Beth Orton. Separate sort of career trajectories, or do you guys ever get to do any projects together?
I played with her on a lot of her shows over the last year, but now that this album, we're getting a little bit more coordinating in our schedules. But
All right, now you mentioned your parents, you know, that they were musicians as well.
Oh yeah, they still are, the great banjo players and singers and singing leaders and stuff like that.
And there's a song on the album called Weeping Mary, which your parents recorded on the very same label that this new record is on.
Imagine that. Yeah, they've been part of this, singing a lot of these sacred harp songs, shape note songs, and which is, you know, extremely wonderful and strange tradition of started in New England 200 years ago, farmers and tavern keepers writing four-part harmony without any musical training. So it's sort of wild stuff.
And so they would use shapes, triangles,
to
squares.
To help learn how to read music, yeah. And one of the classic, the sort of first album of revival singers, of people doing this in the of folkies in the 70s, was the Word of Mouth Chorus Rivers of Delight album that came out in Nonesuch in the late 70s.
I remember that
album.
That
album, yeah. It was before they were married. My mom, it's still her maiden name on the album.
Now you, when you signed to Nonesuch, do you think now is the time? I gotta pull out one of those old Nonesuch.
Well,
songs.
I've been doing some of these. I mean, I've always been, that shape note has been definitely a vein of material, but you know, I wanted to get one on there. And Thomas and I had worked up this Weeping Mary arrangement.
All right, well, we'll hear a little bit of it. Weeping Mary, an old American shape note hymn that appears on the album Bright Sunny South. But before we hear it, Sam Amidon, to you and the band, thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck. If you want to stream or download today's live session with Sam Amidon, or if you want to share it with a friend, just follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when we post the session later today. And of course, we'll keep you posted about our other great live performances coming up. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., classical guitarist Ben Verdery. In the past, he's taken on the work of Jimi Hendrix. I think he's cooking up a Prince arrangement for us tomorrow. And next week, hear us record sessions with Angel Olsen, Emily Wells, the band A Hawk and a Hacksaw, and the actor and singer Audra McDonald. Again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll keep you posted. Or check us out at soundcheck.org.
Are there anybody here like Peter? I sink and call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like Peter? I sink and call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Glory, glory.